which is a very common complaint I get from men prior to treatment, then you really don't know the full potential of your penis, to be honest. You don't know how big can this guy get when it's full of blood. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Hormones Happen podcast. This is a podcast for men and women like you who know the care we receive is dictated by greedy pharmaceutical and unethical insurance companies that want to keep us sick and dependent on the system. Screw that. I'm here to educate you on the amazing benefits of hormone replacement therapy while dispelling the bullshit lies created by the fake news in the media. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and I'm a nurse practitioner who owns and operates an HRT clinic. I've seen firsthand the neglect and lies told to men and women like yourself to prevent them from taking control of their health. Together, we can create a better future for people like us. Join me in the fight for your hormones. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Hormones Happen. Testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, is often associated with increased muscle mass, fat loss, and improved libido. We've talked about this many times. However, one of the most profound yet overlooked benefits of TRT is its positive impact on mental health. Testosterone plays a crucial role in brain function, mood regulation, and overall emotional well-being. When testosterone levels drop, whether due to aging, lifestyle factors, or medical conditions, it can lead to cognitive decline, mood disorders, and increased stress. Now, fortunately, TRT has been shown to counteract these effects, helping both men and women regain mental clarity, motivation, and emotional stability. So today, we're going to talk about 6 mental health benefits of TRT and how optimizing testosterone can improve mood, cognition, stress resilience, and overall quality of life. Number 1, improved mood and reduced depression. How does testosterone affect our mood? Testosterone, believe it or not, is directly linked to the production of neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin. Now, these are chemicals in the brain that regulate mood and emotional stability. Low levels of testosterone are associated with decreased dopamine production, which could lead to persistent feelings of sadness, which is just a decline in motivation and enjoyment of life, irritability and mood swings, which is increased emotional instability and frustration, and even lack of pleasure. We call this anhedonia, which is a reduced interest in hobbies, relationships, or activities that once brought you joy. Now, how does TRT help reduce this depression? Well, studies have found that individuals suffering from low testosterone are at a higher risk of clinical depression. And by restoring optimal testosterone levels, we can actually elevate the mood and reduce depressive symptoms, increase motivation and the enjoyment of daily activities, and enhance emotional stability and reduce irritability. In fact, a meta-analysis published by JAMA Psychiatry found that TRT significantly improved depressive symptoms in men, particularly those with severe baseline depression. I remember I had a 36-year-old male come into my clinic, and he had actually been started on testosterone replacement therapy by his psychiatrist for severe depression. However, because of insurance and the way that it operates, it decided that this was actually not clinically needed. So he was going to end up paying almost $1,000 for his testosterone replacement therapy out of pocket. Well, needless to say, I got him situated and his mental stability had improved dramatically. He was off of all of the antidepressive medications. He's living the best life that he can. And one of the most common symptoms I hear from men regarding their low testosterone symptoms is depression or lack of interest in the things that they once enjoyed. Which brings me to number 2, enhanced cognitive function and mental clarity. One of the most common complaints among individuals with low testosterone is brain fog. Now, this is both men and women. Brain fog is a state of mental sluggishness, forgetfulness, and difficulty concentrating. Testosterone receptors are present in key areas of the brain, which are responsible for things such as memory formation, attention and focus, and even problem solving and decision making. And as these levels decline, cognitive function deteriorates, leading to difficulty with things like multitasking, learning new information, and even recalling memories. Now, how does TRT improve cognitive function? Well, it's been shown actually to enhance neural connectivity and boost neurotransmitter activity as well, leading to sharper focus and mental clarity, improved memory retention, and even increased problem-solving abilities. In fact, a study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that older men with higher testosterone levels perform significantly better on cognitive tests than those with low levels. I remember when I first started the clinic, I had a 62-year-old male who had called me, and he said, "Jeremiah, I didn't even know I had brain fog until it was gone." And that really was a profound moment for me, because I had been talking to these men about testosterone replacement therapy and the mental benefits, but this was the first time that someone had actually reached out to let me know they had such an amazing effect. And now I hear this all the time. And actually, being on TRT myself, I can attest to the fact that your thoughts are sharper and your motivation is much more focused on your goals at hand. Guys, if you like content like this, please like, follow, and share the Still City HRT and Weight Loss Facebook and Instagram page. Now back to the podcast. This leads us to number three, reduced anxiety and stress levels. So testosterone, guys, interacts with cortisol, the body's primary stress hormone. And when testosterone levels are low, cortisol levels rise, which lead to things such as increased anxiety, greater emotional reactivity, and even heightened stress responses. Now, by optimizing our testosterone, TRT helps to regulate these cortisol levels and balance the body's stress response. And individuals on TRT often experience things such as feeling more relaxed and resilient under pressure, a decrease in social anxiety and nervousness, and even an improved ability to handle life's challenges. In fact, a study in psychoneuroendocrinology found that men with higher testosterone levels had significantly lower anxiety scores and greater emotional resilience. Now, you may be thinking, well, how can testosterone decrease someone's anxiety? Doesn't it just make you full of rage and anger? Well, the answer is absolutely not. I can actually tell you firsthand, when I first started testosterone replacement therapy, the actual injections made me tired at first. I felt absolutely relaxed. I have never felt that type of relaxed in my life. And I hear this all the time, that these type A personalities that are so tightly wound up, they start TRT and they say, you know what? I am so much calmer. I have so much more patience with my children. I'm a better husband, a better son, father. And this goes for women as well. So don't be fooled. Women experience these same benefits that I'm talking about. This isn't exclusive to men. This leads us to number four, increased motivation, confidence, and drive. Now, guys, being a small business owner and entrepreneur, this one is huge to me. So testosterone actually influences dopamine production, which plays a major role in ambition and goal setting, motivation to take action, and a sense of reward and achievement. And when these levels are low, it can lead to a lack of ambition, such as difficulty setting and achieving goals, loss of enthusiasm, which is reduced excitement for personal and professional pursuits, and even low self-esteem, which would lead to increased self-doubt and hesitation. Now, when someone starts TRT, they can experience things such as more ambition and drive, experiencing a renewed passion for work and hobbies, and even gaining confidence in decision-making and social interactions. A study published in Hormones and Behavior found that testosterone supplementation increased motivation and competitive drive, especially in individuals with lower testosterone levels. In my practice, I treat many entrepreneurs, many small business owners, even medium and some large business owners, and it's very common that when I see them for their initial consult, one of their biggest concerns is the lack of drive, the lack of ambition, the lack of directable aggression towards their goals. And as any entrepreneur knows, without ambition, without drive, you're not going to go anywhere. This is truly the secret sauce to entrepreneurism. I remember one of my biggest concerns when starting this endeavor was my discomfort in social situations, almost to a point of social phobia. I didn't like to talk to people. I didn't like to spread my opinions. I wasn't very outgoing at all, very introverted. But since starting TRT, I'm very outgoing. And oftentimes people have to tell me, Jeremiah, stop talking, because I'm so passionate about this that I cannot help but spread the word to anyone and everyone that will listen. This leads us to number 5, better sleep quality and mental restoration. Who wouldn't benefit from more sleep? Sleep disturbances are common in people with low testosterone and can include things like insomnia or difficulty falling asleep, frequent nighttime awakenings, or even feeling unrefreshed despite sleeping long periods of time. Since sleep is critical for mental health, poor sleep can lead to things such as increased anxiety and depression, memory and cognitive impairment, and even heightened stress levels, guys. Now, testosterone helps to regulate the sleep-wake cycle, promoting deeper, more restorative sleep, reduced nighttime awakenings, and better overall sleep quality. In fact, research in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine found that men with low testosterone who underwent TRT experienced significant improvements in sleep efficiency and reduced symptoms of sleep apnea. Anyone close to me knows that I'm a very routine individual. And typically, Monday through Thursday, I'm up by 2:15 in the morning to be at the gym at 3 o'clock. And so for me, sleep is absolutely paramount. And prior to TRT, I always felt like I was in significant sleep debt, just chasing my tail. Since starting TRT, I'm not getting more sleep, but I'm getting deeper sleep. I'm going into these REM phases of my sleep, rapid eye movement. And so the sleep that I am getting is just worth a lot more. And I wake up feeling refreshed and motivated to go to the gym and do what needs to be done. Because as I've learned, when you tire the body, you sharpen the mind. Hormones are tricky, guys, and things are always changing. To stay up to date, check out the blog on stillcity-trt.com. Now back to the podcast. This takes us to number 6, emotional stability and stronger relationships. This is huge, guys. When testosterone levels are unbalanced, emotions can become difficult to regulate. Many individuals with low testosterone experience things such as increased mood swings, frequent irritability, and lower emotional resilience. These can cause a strain on relationships, leading to conflicts with partners, families, and even colleagues. TRT stabilizes hormones and causes an improved patience and emotional control, reduces irritability and mood swings, and can enhance relationship dynamics by fostering emotional connection with one another. Studies suggest that men and women with balanced testosterone levels report higher relationship satisfaction and better emotional communication. If I had a penny for every time I had someone reach out and say, testosterone replacement therapy has saved my marriage. I would be rich on just that alone, because it is so important and so impactful on a relationship. And not a lot of people realize how low testosterone actually affects your mood. It makes you irritable. It makes you very disconnected with the people around you. And it is such a beautiful thing to see when someone actually plugs back into their life. And I actually hear about how their relationships with their longtime spouses, who they've drifted apart from, are rebuilt and stronger than ever. What about the women out there? Trust me, TRT has many mental health benefits for women as well. And while testosterone is often considered a male hormone, it plays an essential role in women's mental health as well. Women with low testosterone experience things like chronic fatigue, mood swings and irritability, brain fog and poor concentration, and even a loss of confidence and motivation. When we start a woman on testosterone replacement therapy, she experiences things such as enhanced mood and reduced depressive symptoms, improved cognitive function and focus, a boosted confidence and motivation, and a reduction in anxiety and emotional instability. In fact, a study in menopause found that women receiving low-dose testosterone therapy reported improved mental clarity, reduced anxiety, and enhanced overall mood stability. When I start a woman on hormone replacement therapy, which is usually comprised of testosterone, estradiol, and progesterone, the very first thing that 99% of the women recognize is the testosterone. Immediate effects. And they will actually say, I feel like when I did when I was in my 20s. And that is a beautiful thing to hear. So granted, we do talk about testosterone and male health. Don't be fooled. Women need testosterone as well.
Let's get one thing straight. The big pharmaceutical companies don't give a damn about you feeling like yourself again. They'd rather keep you popping pills, masking symptoms, and stuck in their cycle of dependence. But you're smarter than that. Hormone replacement therapy is about fixing the root cause, not slapping a bandage on it. More energy, sharper focus, fat burning on autopilot, and a sex drive that actually matches your ambition. Yeah, it's all possible when your hormones are optimized. At Still City HRT and Weight Loss, we don't play by Big Pharma's rules. We tailor HRT to your body, your needs, and your goals, so you can break free from fatigue, brain fog, and the BS they told you was just aging. You in? Then stop waiting for permission to take control. Call 719-669-4223 or hit up stillcity-trt.com now. Your body, your life, your terms.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Q&A section of the podcast. The first question I have here is, can hormone replacement therapy improve female orgasms and ejaculation? This is a great question. So not a lot of people know this, but believe it or not, women, you have a prostate. It's called a Skene's gland, and it's actually made from the same prostatic tissue as in men, but it's not necessarily a solid organ like in a man. It's around the urethra, same place as a man, but it's diffusely spread tissue. And when a female achieves orgasm and essentially ejaculates, these Skene's glands will actually release what's called PSA, or prostate-specific antigen, just like with a male, in addition to fructose and glucose, which are sugars. And so you will get this whitish discharge. Now, testosterone helps significantly with libido, and estradiol helps significantly with vaginal lubrication and decreasing what's called dyspareunia, or painful intercourse. And so, yes, hormone replacement therapy can absolutely improve the quality of your orgasms and help with the health of your ejaculations, essentially. Does TRT cause your penis to grow? Well, I actually recently made a social media post about this, so it's kind of funny that we got this question, but the answer is yes and no. And what I mean by that is testosterone replacement therapy is going to improve nitric oxide production to the penis, giving you better, fuller erections. Now, if you were not getting great erections to begin with, which is a very common complaint I get from men prior to treatment, then you really don't know the full potential of your penis, to be honest. You don't know how big can this guy get when it's full of blood. And so does it actually cause more tissue and lengthen it to significant degrees? No, it doesn't. But does it actually give you a full erection, which you may not have experienced for many, many years? Yes. And so I do get guys reaching out to me all the time saying, oh my God, this stuff caused my penis to grow. And the reality is, yes, it does cause it to get bigger, but you have to realize it's because you always had that potential. You were just never able to really use the potential. And then the other thing too is smoke and mirrors, guys. Believe it or not, testosterone replacement therapy, it's going to cause testicular shrinkage, you know, by anywhere between 30 and 50%. The smaller testicles with the larger penis, it's smoke and mirrors. It looks bigger. It just does. And that's just the reality of it. And so the answer is no, it doesn't cause it to get bigger. At the same time, yes, it does cause it to get bigger. Does estrogen cause breast cancer? All right, guys, this is a polarizing topic. I've talked about it before. I want to transport us back to the early 2000s during the largest women's health study ever called the Women's Health Initiative. And basically, they evaluated the effects of estrogen and progesterone on cardiac health. Now, there were a lot of flaws with this study, one of them being the average age of the participants being around 63. They also had significant cardiac history already. And then the third and most fatal flaw was that they used a conjugated equine estrogen, which are estrogens derived from horse urine, and they used medroxyprogesterone acetate, which is not a progesterone. It's a synthetic version called a progestin, which we still use today. And what they found is that when you use a synthetic estrogen and you use a synthetic progesterone called a progestin, there is a slight increased risk of breast cancer. But the study was ended early and the headlines were flooded with hormones cause breast cancer. And an astute provider would look at that information and say, crap, I have got to get these women off the medication. So no flaw to them. And the patients see the headlines in this study and now they're scared and they say, I got to get off this medication. I got to get off these hormones. And it caused mass hysteria. And unfortunately, we are still dealing with the damage of the misinformation today. They've revised the study and they've actually looked at the statistical data and shown that it was absolutely blown out of proportion. So the only thing that you need to know about the Women's Health Initiative is that synthetic estrogens and synthetic progesterones, aka progestin, cause a slight increased risk of breast cancer. That is not to be correlated with bioidentical hormones, okay? Which are still synthetic, but they're derived from yams and they have the composition of our own hormones. They've actually done studies that show breast protective properties with these bioidentical hormones, testosterone, estradiol, progesterone. So the answer is absolutely not. It's going to take a long time, guys, for us to get past that misinformation. It did a lot of damage to all of us. But the answer is absolutely not. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode of the Hormones Happen podcast and hope that you were able to find some value in the information that was provided today. If you have any questions that you would like to have discussed on the podcast, please send them to the email listed below or message us on the Still City HRT and Weight Loss Facebook page. Remember, you are not alone in the war on hormones. Stay optimized.